these cats are going all in.
If it was a real pandemic,
yeah,
you know, we wouldn't even have essential workers allowed to go to work.
They shut the border. Nobody gets in and nobody gets out. But Fink says, we're here to work with China. We firmly believe China will be one of the biggest opportunities for BlackRock. Well, that's what he said. And he said that amid the chaos. Now, don't forget that this comes at the same time. He has to jump into this because China, previous to that, had been luring, you mentioned Vanguard Group, right down the road here, right down the road from us, Vanguard Group. And not just a little satellite. Their fucking main campus is right down here. I know a lot of guys who work for Vanguard. They were wooing Vanguard. They're wooing Citi. They're wooing Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company, and so on and so on. And those are just the banks in this country. There's banks in other countries, and there's financial companies in other countries. Everybody wants in. You know what I mean? Everybody wants in. So, and BlackRock
and
has
they're
what?
In.
I don't know. Is it $10 trillion in assets? I haven't looked at BlackRock's assets lately, but it's a lot.
Probably.
It was $6.5 trillion back around this time. I remember that, but I haven't looked at it. But
there was something I think I read. BlackRock and Vanguard, they were... BlackRock, here it is. In Bloomberg, BlackRock and Vanguard, in less than a decade, they're less than a decade away from managing $20 trillion.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention, too, BlackRock, I don't know what their stake is now, but it was almost a 20% stake. In other words, they owned 20% of the Bank of China. So
there you go.
When you sit down and say, I don't know. Are they going to put their, are they just dipping their toe in a China? No, when you own 20% of the Bank of China, you're in the pool, at least up to your waist with plans to go up to your neck and perhaps beyond. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I know exactly. Now, there's a lot of interesting things that are not, you know, being looked at, and it's quite exhausting. It really, really is. It's like there are those days you just want to throw your hands up and say, you know, there's just too much to do.
There are days like that. I think if people, I know this sounds perhaps a little bit different, but if people start looking at this almost like a game, I think it's easier to manage, where you have to map out strategic moves and understand other people's strategic moves. And then once you get that down, it's like learning chess. Then you can start to anticipate people's moves and see their moves 3, 4, 5. I mean, if you talk to like chess masters, right? And they're seeing, you say, hey, what's your next move? And great ones will say, well, the next move is my best move. But they'll really say that they can see things 4 or 5, sometimes 6 moves ahead, depending on who they're playing. If they're playing a cement head, then they can see 10 moves ahead. If they're playing somebody who's good, they can see 3 moves ahead. And so if you can get to that point and put the frustration aside and almost remove the emotional from it, then you can become a very dangerous person, I think. I think just by knowing the moves, and you can counter those moves before they happen. And I think we've done that on here. I think we've done that. I really do, because I've done it my whole career.
Well, I think what's really interesting is, yeah, average people, and that's what I consider myself, you know, we are average people fighting against this massive machine. And there's other people, you know, other alternative media people doing really great things, and they have been doing great things since Steamdemic dropped. And I do think that the average people have done a good job of analyzing those chess moves. And what I mean by that is, early on, many of us were out there putting out there the World Economic Forum, the simulations of Event 201 and Claydex and ID 2020. Real early on, I was, you know, tweeting about ID 2020. And we saw how that evolved into the contact tracing, right? Contact tracing was a big deal, but then it fell apart because more and more people were becoming aware of it and rejecting it, resisting it. So a lot of these things that they really thought would ease in because of the fear factor, because that was the whole thing with the fear factor, that everybody would get on board. And until the riots, like, we know everybody was on board. They were all standing on their dots and wearing their masks and all of that. We know that. And it could have been very easy to get people on board with contact tracing. Like, oh my gosh, yes, you know, the deadly pandemic. But then all of a sudden, a lot of people started thinking and looking and saying, well, wait a minute, why do we have essential workers working and nothing's happening to them? How come the mailmen aren't dropping dead? And this was in 2020 before the vaccine. So we knew a lot of people were not sick and dying. We knew that it was consolidated down to hospitals and nursing homes and things like that. So I think some of their plans did get derailed because, again, if we're working off of the China model, one of the China models is the major social credit score and the surveillance, massive surveillance. And some of that has now died down. And now we see some countries saying, okay, we're scrapping the vaccine passports and we're scrapping. It didn't work. It's not working. We don't have enough people. We didn't scare enough people to do what we want
fast
them to
enough.
Do.
Didn't do it fast right. enough. Didn't do it well enough. Or I think they might have gone overboard where people said, this is crazy.
You know what I mean? But shows like yours and shows like many other of the alternative folks that have been fighting. And I mean, it's incredible. These people have just been relentless with going through documents and exposing things over and over again. And it's great. And it's great because if it wasn't for the alternative media, you know, that they want to keep labeling conspiracy theorists. But we're working off of tangible proof. When it comes down to the simulations and then you see things play out exactly by the book. When you have books like the Fourth Industrial Revolution and the Great Reset, and you have Klaus Schwab's own words, when you have this Dennis Meadows' own words, you see what plans they've been planning for decades and you see them put them into practice. So when all these people that are labeled disinfo, misinfo, conspiracy theorists, and there's real stuff that they're pointing you to. It's not like they're just pulling it out of nowhere. So some things have been derailed. I still think when you have powerhouses like Vanguard and BlackRock who own everything, I don't think we can win against that machine. But
it depends on your definition of winning.
I think they're going to be moving forward with the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the consolidation of industries. You know, many of these plans are going to take place, and they are taking place. The metaverse is going to happen. The the working from home, the digital IDs will come at some point. Will that evolve into social credit scores? Absolutely. These things are going to happen. But the more people that are aware, and the longer we could hold it off, fantastic. But, you know, it's just like when I knock my brains out and say, we knew this was a scheme. We called it CoronaCon or Schemedemic from day one. We knew it was a vehicle. We might not have known in the first month of what that vehicle was for, but then that evolved. Okay, the more we kept, you know, pulling back the onion. And then the vaccines came, and then the injuries and deaths started to come. And then, you know, we go back and we're like, okay, we've got all of these groups of doctors and scientists and, you know, swearing on a stack of Bibles that there is a virus doing this. But then you have a bunch of tangible evidence and scientists like Stefan Lanka, pointing out, no, this was manipulated. This was computer generated, because the whole goal was the PCR test and the vaccine. And that's a trial that really needs to happen for more people, for the people especially that bought into this, the people that have been harmed, who have lost family members, or their children are now sick, or their spouses are not. You played that woman today where her firefighter husband is now forever damaged. These are the people that really need to know the truth. Will that happen? I don't know. But the more people that we could point in these directions to say, hey, I don't have all the answers and you don't have all the answers, but look at this information here. I mean, there's a great project out there. You can look it up. There's a whole bunch of videos. It's called the Emmanuel Project. And the information, it will just blow your mind. But again, it's stuff that's never going to be talked about in the mainstream. Not even mainstream alternative media. We're talking really the underbelly of alternative media. But it's there. It's tangible evidence that you can look at. There's books out there that you could read, Dissolving Illusions. We spoke about that in the past by Suzanne Humphries. There's Virus Mania. It's called The Spell. These are books.
Virus Mania is a fucking masterpiece.
Yes.
I've never seen a book so well referenced.
Yeah.
It is so many references.
Where is that debate? That's what I want to see as a citizen of the world. If we've been hoodwinked by the industry of virology, I would love to see this debate, or at least more people get on board with discussing it and putting some sunlight on this. UVM does a fantastic job. He's on Twitter. I mean, he's the first place I go look now every day. He's been putting out fantastic threads. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been pulled back into this, because a lot of these scientists I did come across in 2020. And they were such small blips that I really didn't have time to really stay in, dug in that area, and they went off my radar. But then VM started posting stuff, and I'm like, wait a second, I remember that scientist. Wait a second, I watched that video. I heard about that paper. Let me start looking at this again. And then I'm like, the light bulbs are gone off, and I'm like, oh, this is bad. This is bad. Like, this is, my mind is just like a snow globe right now.
I got one of these dudes, I just throw this in there as a prop to VM. I got one of these dudes I worked with years, just on so many different things. He's my go-to guy when I say, look, man, I'm having a fucking problem here with Cory Booker or something. What can you get me on this? I need some leverage on this guy, right? He calls me back. Yeah, he's taking bribes from this guy and from this guy. So you could take that to the bank, and I could get you a sit down. I'm like, what the fuck? I just wanted some information, if you had any dirt. I didn't want to indict the guy in 20 minutes. I mean, connected guy. It's like if you watch TV and there's a fixer, like a Ray Donovan. This guy is like Ray Donovan, but he's not fictional. He's real. So I go to my Ray Donovan every now and then when I need something, we talk. And Ray Donovan comes back to me. He says, where the fuck is this VM guy? Did we work with this guy? Did we work with this guy and you're changing his name? I said, is it this guy and you're just calling him VM? I mean, come on. Who is this guy? I want more VM. And this fucking guy's like, can get anything on anybody. And I said, we're working on it, man. He's a Mustang. Every now and then
he's incredible.
He lets me pet him a little bit and have him on the show. But he's running wild most of the time.
He's unbelievable.
45 years, he's been kicking ass and saying, where'd you find this guy? This guy's unbelievable. And it's true. And people are like, oh, yeah, VM. VM's on. I don't know.
Oh, no.
You don't understand.
I want to see him debate. I've told him I want him to interview and debate these people because he's one in a million. He gets it. He's put out such great threads, and he wants to take that time to make people understand what he sees and what he's read and what he understands. And he's putting it out there. You know, he does not have a big following, but whoever, and some of your folks that follow me on Twitter know it's him, and they started following him and they love him. And it's great because I get a lot of direct messages from people because they don't want to speak openly. This is one of these topics that everyone is afraid to speak out openly because it is that confusing for them. But when they go and look behind the curtain, they come back and they go, oh my God, like one person yesterday.
It's hard to digest.
Yeah, there was a video he put out. VM had shared this video and I retweeted it. And one of your folks put, and this was just one video, and they put, well, this certainly flips the entire script for me. And it was just that one video. Well, now good, you're going to go look at other things. And now we maybe eventually can start to question, you know, the other bigwigs out there that are dug in. Let's have a debate. And it was Steve Kirsch. You know, Steve Kirsch is extremely wealthy. And he's always challenging people to debate that rarely take him up on it. And he offers big money. And he spoke at that panel. But some people had approached him about holding a debate. And he put a poll out the other day on Twitter. You know, should he hold this debate? One of the women was this Christine Massey, who has been doing FOIAs for information about the isolation and purification of a virus. And, you know, she's not getting back, you know, what she wants. And I believe after that poll, the higher percentage was, yes, we want a debate. The people want to see a debate on this. Now, whether that will happen, I don't know. And I said weeks ago, I'm someone who would love, now I'm not a scientist. I'm trying my best to understand all this and watch and read. And, you know, like I said, VM puts out stuff that I digest, but I think every citizen of the globe deserves to see a debate and judge for themselves. You know, what's going on here? We had a virus, air quotes, that was supposed to be killing people, dropping dead in the streets, just keeling over, and that never happened.
It's uncanny. It's the AZT model. It's just so.
Well, I'll give you, for instance, there was a paper out there, and we talked all about the AMA and the Flexner report and all the manipulation.
See, I can tell now. I can tell now. You got a little pep in your step. From, you know, compared to perhaps other topics we talked about, you're fired up about this.
All right. I'm angry.
You got your Italian.
Yeah.
It's like when you're talking to somebody, and they, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, when there's something that you believe, yeah, I am fired up because when I am that person, when you give me something to look at where you go, huh, I did this with Trump. I was a major MAGA person, right? I was on board and something made me look behind the curtain and I started looking in December of 18. Most things I kept to myself other than you, Dustin, a few other people. But I can love you today and hate you tomorrow if I find out the truth. I am that person that I'm not so dug in where I go, that is crazy. No, when I start looking at things and then I start to get angry and go, yeah, you know, this, if I feel this way, most people, if they came across this information, will feel the same way. And we deserve something more than what we're getting because we knew it was a lie from the beginning. We didn't know why it was a lie. Then as things unfolded and we saw people living their normal lives through 2020 as if this thing didn't exist. And I say, if it doesn't exist in your world, it doesn't exist. Like right now, everyone is sick in my family And we are treating it like any other illness we've had in every other year. Nobody's panicking. Nobody wants to see a doctor. Nobody wants to go to the hospital. Treating it accordingly, as always. So if you don't panic, if you don't buy into the fear that they're selling, and that's what they were selling, was fear. Well, now prove it. Because we have scientists saying that the sequencing was computer generated, then it matched it up with the PCR to achieve the goal they wanted so that these PCR tests would test positive. And then the vaccine was created. Now, what's killing people? The vaccine. What's making people sick? The vaccine. What's giving autoimmune diseases? The vaccine.
Like I said, that's the AZT model.
That's the AZT model.
Yeah.
And there was this one paper, it said, I think it was 1956, now we know from this scandemic that doctors are easily manipulated. They are puppets. They are afraid. Okay. They are afraid for their licenses. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. If you have a gun to my head and it's you either do this or lose your license, I'm losing my license. There's no way you're winning with somebody like me. But they changed in the 50s. They went after doctors and said, you will change the definition of polio and you will use other wording, whether it was MS or Bell's palsy or Guillain-Barré, you will use other words to describe paralysis because they wanted the public to believe polio was eradicated. Now, we know the polio vaccine was causing paralysis. But do you see how quickly they can change the perception? They can change the perception of this vaccine overnight just with media. If all
well, that's what I said, they have,
stop talking about it.
They have a massive advantage in of what really amounts de facto to trillions of dollars of marketing. And I mean, it's really hard to compete against that. That's just, you can't even. If you look at how much $1 trillion is laid out on the football field, your head would explode. It's right. Not even like we throw it around now, like Biden. We need $2 trillion here, $1 trillion here, 2.9, 3 trillion. What? I mean, you could never even imagine this. Like Ronald Reagan, I think one of his budgets was entire budget was $54 billion for the entire. What? Now it's $3 trillion. For the United States government, it went from mm-hmm. $54 billion to $3 trillion. If you said that to Reagan, he'd laugh at you. He would say, I wouldn't even know how many zeros are in a trillion. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, and it's only going up. We know that. Nothing ever goes down. It's just going to keep going up. But, they can change. We had Delta. We had Omicron. They're made up. They're made up variants that they can't even tell on a test because they'll tell you, oh, they have Omicron.
Bullshit.
The test says COVID-19 positive. It doesn't say Omicron. It doesn't say Delta. But whatever's next in line.
We had on yesterday, Maria. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Fauci sat there and said, it's almost impossible for anybody to be testing for Delta right now. It's like, why? Why? Says fucking who? There's an expiration date. What is this, like milk you buy? There's an expiration date on these variants? Like, wouldn't different countries in a real pandemic or a real, contagion, different countries at different times will get different whatever's going around. Not everybody just gets it at once and then it's over. It's not like like a double.
I don't know which one is next.
He's insane.
I don't know what's behind Omicron. So if all the media came out with the new air quote variant tomorrow, and the entire news cycle was Fauci and Walensky saying, "Oh, this is just so great. The new variant is just like the sniffles. Everybody will be fine. It's over. Nothing to see here." That's how quick everything would be like, boom, the laser pointer in the cat. So you need the next thing in line for them to say, everything's great. It's, take over the counter cold medicine. You'll be fine. And then you have some kind of big event, like some major event that takes over the news cycle for like 48 to 72 hours. And nobody would mention this again. That is how easy you can just flip that switch.
Well, it's very interesting that you say that, because we don't plan this out. This is just you and I. People are like, do you plan this stuff out? Because it's like stuff fits together like puzzle pieces. We don't. But
no, you ice me like you said. You ice me all week. And
listen,
you have no idea where I'm going.
I can
with
only handle.
Ever.
I can only handle so many hard to manage women in my life.
Sorry.
So you know, I'm only a mere mortal. when you look at stuff going on, of course, across the pond, and that's always a precursor of things that are about to come our way. Just let me run down a couple headlines. England's Plan B restrictions end today. That's Friday when people be listening to this on Friday. Denmark ending nearly all pandemic restrictions. Welcome the life we knew before. Austria is now going to allow unvaccinated out of lockdown.
Oh,
but they're going to keep
nice.
They're going to keep their health pass restrictions, right? And then you. That's going on, okay? This is all this, mm-hmm. by the way, these guys are all on the same juice. It's all Moderna and Pfizer. It's not like they cooked up their own geographic fake vaccines or gene therapies. And then, so that's happening. And then you look in the U.S., U.S. Navy begins discharging sailors who refuse coronavirus vaccine. They're still fucking pounding it here. Fauci, now, we said this on Hotwire. A week ago, I said that, of course, they're going to go after kids 5 and under, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said on Hotwire, it's not going to be a one dose, two dose thing. They want 3 doses. That's what so Fauci says now that children under age 4 and younger will need 3 dose COVID vaccine regime. What the hell is the difference? It's a right. Freudian slip, just like we said, because that's what our folks in the FDA told us. And so that's in keeping with, so we're ahead on that one. So it's not even like, oh, you get a jab and then you can get a second jab. And then if it doesn't work, you get a booster. Why are you getting 3 jabs? If the first fucking 2 jabs don't work, why would you need a third? And if the first 2 jabs work for other variants that he says cannot be infecting anyone anymore, why would you need a third? It's just a fucking grift. It's unbelievable.
Well, it is a grift. Go ahead.
I have to throw this in. In related news, the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery will honor Fauci with a portrait of the nation's heroes. You can't even make it up. But don't worry. I know from past reporting that some of the biggest benefactors of the Smithsonian, in fact, they had like their own wings when I was reporting, when I was pulling apart Purdue Frederick, Purdue Pharma in 1996, I went down to the Smithsonian and they had the Sackler wings. So the Smithsonian is just as much full of shit as everybody else. The Sackler family, who then waged and launched OxyContin on America and the fucking pain that they've caused. Of course, when I was reporting it, they blew up a chemical factory and killed a bunch of people. But they went on to bigger and better things. And literally the next year after that launched OxyContin. You know, they had, I would imagine they don't have it anymore, because when the shit gets too hot, Smithsonian's like, we no longer recognize the billions of dollars the Sacklers gave us. But are you going to refund it? So you're refunding the money? What? Are you still there? Yeah. No, you're not. So fuck the Smithsonian. So that's what's going on here. In Europe, they're saying, you know what? It's getting pretty crazy. I don't think we can keep this going anymore. And not in the U.S. for right now. Oh, boy.
For right now. But what I'm seeing with Fauci is the exact playbook that Biden used by using the word mandate, and we're going to mandate this, this, and everybody ran and jumped off the fence and got their vaccines. He used that. He used that to move the needle. No pun intended, but Fauci's doing the same thing because he knows just what Edward Dowd said. He's going to ride this train until the stocks start to crumble. He's going to try to squeeze that sponge to get every drop out of it.
Yeah, you're right. Because did you see what doctors are doing now? Pediatricians?
Mm-mm. I don't know. I don't know. Run it by me.
They're moving. They're tightening the gap between shots. It was supposed to be, I don't know, 8 weeks or something. Now mm-hmm. doctors are saying, we can do it in three. Come in for your second jab in three. This is the five and up, right? And so you can bet your ass that, and also I noticed something that they tried to slip in very slick. In the last 2 weeks, they've been saying, Fauci's been saying, and everybody's been saying, kids under five down to 2 years old, right? Toddlers.
Well, these parents would really have to be living under a rock